A global initiative to bring life-saving vaccines to children in the developing world was launched today in Rome. Foreign ministers from Britain, Italy, Canada and Norway were joined by the president of the World Bank and Queen Rania of Jordan in presenting the scheme to Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican. Emma McCarthy reports.
The initiative is part of the Advanced Market Commitment, or AMC, a scheme developed by some of the world's most industrialized nations to encourage vaccine development in poorer countries. This first step by the AMC in disease eradication targets pneumonia, which kills 1.6 million people, including over 1 million children under 5 years of age each year. It will offer over £750 million to drug companies in developing nations to produce effective treatment. Addressing the ministers Friday, Pope Benedict XVI lent the Vatican's full support to the programme, which he observed has the merit of bringing together public institutions and the private sector in an effort to end the scourge of disease in the Third World.
This wealth initiative is meant to help resolve one of the most pressing challenges in the preventive health care, one which particularly affects nations already suffering from poverty and serious needs. I wholeheartedly encourage your efforts for this new program and its goal of advancing scientific research directed to the discovery of new vaccines. Such vaccines are urgently needed to prevent millions of human beings, including countless children, from dying each year of infectious diseases, especially in those areas of our world at greatest risk.
The Pope highlighted the fact that the Church is preparing to mark the World Day of the Sick, held annually on February 11th, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. He said it is an occasion for the Church to call public attention to the plight of the suffering, and this year it focuses on those with incurable diseases, many of whom are in the terminal stage. But the Pope also noted the negative influence of current global market trends, which he said often make access to medical care an exclusive luxury of the world's wealthy.
In this era of globalized markets, we are all concerned about the growing gap between the standard of living in countries enjoying great wealth and a high level of technological development, and that of underdeveloped countries where poverty persists and is even increasing. The creative and promising initiative launched today seeks to counter this trend. See, it aims to create future markets for vaccines, primarily those capable of preventing infant mortality.
Quoting his World Day of Peace message, the Holy Father urged a spirit of human solidarity, which he said our world needs in order to overcome every form of selfishness, which is at the origin of many tensions that threaten peace. A selfishness that breeds unjust inequalities still tragically present in our world today. While the AMC initiative lacks the scope of the development goals, it is a step in the right direction at targeting the problems of developing countries in developing countries. And in the future, its leaders hope to provide funding for these nations to acquire vaccines against malaria and TB, as well as other diseases, all easily curable, but too often fatal. I'm Emma McCarthy.